Welcome back to the AI Hardware Show. I'm Skylar Monroe, and if you're obsessed with the silicon powering our AI future, you're in exactly the right place. Before we dive into today's hardware deep dive, I want to thank our sponsors, Limitless AI, helping businesses seamlessly integrate AI into their workflows, and Ago Consulting, that's pronounced Ago, your go-to team for silicon development consulting. Today, we're covering some absolutely fascinating developments, from startup-friendly rack-scale solutions to Google's potential Samsung partnership, plus a reality check on just how thirsty our AI infrastructure is getting. Let's jump right in. First up, let's talk about something that's been a major pain point for AI chip startups. And honestly, it's not what you might think. So Delos Data is offering AI chip companies a fast track to rack-scale deployments, and here's the thing that caught my attention. They're saying half the battle of competing with NVIDIA's NVL systems or AMD's Helios isn't actually the chip itself, it's the networking. Think about it this way. You can have the most brilliant AI accelerator in the world, but if you can't get data flowing efficiently between chips at rack scale, you're basically building a Ferrari with bicycle wheels. The networking fabric is absolutely critical. What Delos is doing is essentially saying, hey, we'll handle all the interconnect headaches for you. This includes things like high-speed SerDes, which are basically the translators that convert your chip's internal signals into something that can travel over cables at ridiculous speeds. They're also handling switch architectures and all the timing synchronization that makes or breaks these systems. For a startup, this is huge because developing networking silicon is incredibly expensive and time-consuming. It's like trying to build not just a race car, but also the entire racetrack. By outsourcing this to Delos, these companies can focus their limited engineering resources on what makes their AI chip special. The compute architecture, the memory hierarchy, the instruction sets. This could genuinely level the playing field because right now, NVIDIA's advantage isn't just their GPU cores, it's their entire ecosystem, including NVLink and all their interconnect technology. If Delos can democratize that networking piece, we might see some really interesting challengers emerge in the next couple of years. Now, speaking of changing architectures, let's dive into how agentic AI is completely reshaping data center design. This is one of those shifts that sounds subtle, but is actually massive. So traditionally, we've had these standalone GPU setups. Think of it like having a bunch of really powerful but specialized workers who are great at their one job, but they have to constantly run back and forth to a central filing cabinet to get information. That filing cabinet is your system memory, and all that running back and forth creates bottlenecks. What's happening now is we're moving toward heterogeneous SoCs and chiplet designs that combine CPUs, GPUs, and NPUs, all on the same piece of silicon or at least in the same package. It's like, instead of having separate departments in different buildings, you're putting the accountant, the engineer, and the project manager all in the same office with shared resources right there. The key breakthrough here is eliminating those memory bottlenecks. When your neural processing unit can talk directly to your graphics processing cores without having to go through system memory, latency drops dramatically. And for agentic AI, which needs to make real-time decisions and chain together complex reasoning tasks, every microsecond matters. We're also seeing much more sophisticated memory hierarchies. Instead of just having fast cache and slow main memory, these new designs have multiple tiers of memory, each optimized for different types of AI workloads. Think of it like having your most frequently used tools right on your workbench, less common tools in a nearby drawer, and rarely used equipment in a storage room. This architectural shift is being driven by the specific demands of agentic systems, which, unlike traditional AI models that just respond to prompts, need to maintain context, make decisions, and coordinate multiple tasks simultaneously. The efficiency gains are substantial. We're talking about potentially doubling performance per watt in some scenarios. All right, let's talk about the elephant in the room, or should I say the TPU in the data center? Google's TPU version 8 versus NVIDIA, and how inference is completely rewriting the AI market dynamics. This is fascinating because for the longest time, training was king. Everyone was obsessed with who could train the biggest models fastest, but now inference is where the real money is. Think about it, you train a model once, but you run inference on it millions or billions of times. It's like the difference between designing a car and actually manufacturing thousands of them every day. Google's TPU v8 is specifically optimized for this inference workload, and that's a really smart strategic move. These chips are designed with lower precision arithmetic. They don't need the full precision you need for training, but they can process way more requests simultaneously. It's like having a factory that's optimized for assembly line production rather than custom prototyping. What's really interesting is how this changes the competitive landscape. NVIDIA has dominated training with their H100s and now H200s, but inference is a different game. You need chips that are optimized for throughput over raw compute power, that can handle batch processing efficiently, and that have really smart memory architectures for loading and swapping models. Google's vertical integration gives them a huge advantage here because they can optimize their TPUs specifically for their own model architectures and deployment patterns. But here's where it gets really spicy. This inference focus is opening doors for other players. Companies like Groq with their deterministic inference chips, or even Intel with their Gaudi processors, suddenly have a fighting chance. The inference market is big enough and diverse enough that we might actually see some real competition emerge, which would be fantastic for innovation and pricing. Now here's a development that has some serious implications for the global semiconductor supply chain. Google is reportedly exploring Samsung Foundry for advanced AI chip production. This is big news for several reasons. First, it's another major customer potentially moving away from TSMC, which has been the undisputed king of advanced node manufacturing. Think of TSMC like the only five-star restaurant in town. Everyone wants to eat there, but there's a long waiting list and premium prices. Samsung represents a credible alternative, especially as they've been investing heavily in their Foundry capabilities. For Google, this makes strategic sense on multiple levels. They're probably looking at cost, capacity, and supply chain resilience. Working with Samsung could potentially give them better pricing and more flexibility in their production schedules. Plus, there's the geopolitical angle. Having chip production spread across multiple countries and companies reduces risk. From a technical standpoint, Samsung's Foundry technology has been catching up to TSMC, especially in areas like advanced packaging and specialized process nodes that are crucial for AI chips. They've been particularly strong in memory integration, which is increasingly important for AI accelerators. But here's what I find most interesting. This could signal a broader shift in the Foundry ecosystem. If Google moves significant production to Samsung, it validates Samsung as a Tier 1 Foundry for cutting-edge AI chips. That could encourage other companies to diversify their manufacturing as well. We might be looking at the beginning of a more competitive Foundry landscape, which historically has led to faster innovation and better pricing. Of course, there are risks too. Any transition like this involves potential delays, yield issues, and the complexity of adapting chip designs to a different manufacturing process. Okay, let's address something that's becoming impossible to ignore, the environmental impact of our AI hardware boom. A new report suggests AI could consume up to 600 billion gallons of water by 2030. To put that in perspective, that's enough water to fill about 900,000 Olympic swimming pools. Every single year, the primary culprit here is rising energy consumption, because all that electricity has to be generated somewhere, and power plants, especially traditional ones, use enormous amounts of water for cooling. But here's what's really interesting from a hardware perspective. The report notes that direct cooling of data center GPUs actually uses only a fraction of the water compared to what's needed for the electricity they consume. It's like worrying about the water in your radiator when the real issue is the water needed to refine all the gasoline you're burning. This is becoming a critical design constraint for next-generation AI hardware. We're not just optimizing for performance per watt anymore, we're optimizing for performance per gallon, if you will. This is driving innovation in several areas. First, liquid cooling systems are becoming much more sophisticated. Instead of just dumping heat into the environment, we're seeing closed-loop systems and even heat recovery setups where the waste heat from GPUs is used for building heating. Second, chip designers are being forced to think much more carefully about power efficiency. Every watt saved at the chip level translates to multiple watts saved at the data center level when you factor in cooling overhead. Third, we're seeing renewed interest in edge computing architectures that distribute processing closer to where it's needed, reducing the concentration of heat and power consumption. The reality is, if we want to scale AI to the levels everyone's projecting, we have to solve this resource consumption problem. It's not just an environmental issue, it's becoming an economic and logistical constraint that's reshaping how we think about AI infrastructure. That wraps up another episode of the AI Hardware Show, from networking solutions for chip startups to the water costs of our AI future. This industry moves incredibly fast, and these hardware decisions being made today will shape the AI landscape for years to come. The AI Hardware Show is brought to you by Limitless AI and Ago Consulting. If you found today's deep dive useful, make sure to subscribe and share this with anyone who's as fascinated by silicon as we are. Check the show notes for links to all the stories we covered today, and I'll see you next time for more hardware insights.